people hooked on painkillers and the doctors who treat them had a short-lived scare recently. The director of the Drug Enforcement Division had planned to enforce a law barring a drug used to counter opioid addiction. The Attorney General, though, had a different idea. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has today's reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethany.
So clearly the idea of not being able to use a drug that is effective in treating opioid addiction sent a shudder through the drug treatment community. Why did the Narcotics Enforcement Division want to bar the prescriptions?
Well, they believe that the law gave them permission to do so until Attorney General Doug Chin said no, although there are some ambiguities in the law. We're talking specifically about prescribing what's known as a Suboxone, and that's used to treat addiction to opioids, which, of course, are very powerful painkillers, and it's a serious crisis nationwide. Well, you can now, again, prescribe those Suboxones. But too few doctors are really willing to prescribe the drug, even though it's hailed as a lifesaver for addicts. There's a concern that the legal dust-up, if you will, between the Narcotics Enforcement Division and the AG may confuse people further, make them reluctant, doctors in particular, to prescribe this medicine.
Why did this all come up, though, if so few doctors are using it and there are so many ambiguities around it? Why did the Drug Enforcement Division feel that they had to take this on now?
Well, in fact, its purpose is enforcing narcotics, and so there was a feeling that the law gave them permission to do that. And let me throw out some statistics that raise a lot of concerns. Nationally, overdosing from opioids has actually reached a record high. It did in 2014. But, you know, only about 2-3% of doctors actually obtain the Drug Enforcement Agency approval to be able to prescribe these drugs. In Hawaii, it's probably even less than 2% of that. But the real concern here and the reality check is that only 1 in 10 addicts actually gets the needed treatment, and that's why this is so important to understand. I can't explain too much further why the Narcotics Enforcement Division, which is part of public safety, decided to push this so strong, but some doctors are saying let's now hail the AG's ruling on this as a way to try and clear up the misunderstanding about these drugs, about treating people that are addicted to opioids, and hopefully get people the help that they need.
There's been such a movement behind this, both locally and nationally, on naloxone, other drugs that have been used to treat opioid addiction. And as you say, so few treatments that have been truly effective and so few people getting those treatments. At this point, is there anything more to be said about this, and or that doctors are pretty much free to do it and take advantage of it?
A lot more work to be done. Insurance companies, for example, have barriers to getting people on this. The Affordable Care Act doesn't seem to treat substance abuse quite at the same parity as other medical problems. Then there's the population itself, the people that are addicted to this. They're worried about these pills getting out on the black market and street use. So there's a whole lot of work that's needed to reform how we treat people that are addicted to opioids.
And really quickly, what about with Medicare?
Well, that's another problem as well, whether it can cover it or not. And you can read John Hill's story. It's quite detailed and up on our website. A really big eye-opener into the world of opioid prescriptions.
All right, Chad. We're going to leave it there. Thanks so much. Talk to you in the morning.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Chad Blair reports for Civil Beat. Every day he joins us with a reality check.